All right, welcome back to the Tool World Podcast. I'm your host, David Jude. I'm here with Master Jew.
Hello there, Mr. Jew.
Hello. All right, hello. We got a question this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess...
Should I ask you that question?
No, I'll ask you this question.
No. Why do you always ask the question?
I'm just with Don and then you're eighth Don, so...
Yeah.
Nobody really cares what I would say.
That's not true.
Anyways, this week we're going to look at...
A big follow. You have a bigger following than I do. I don't have anyone following me.
Well, I don't know.
No comment.
Anyways, so we're going to look at U-Sin this week and movements 2 and 3.
Okay.
So they're angle punches.
Right.
But you turn the body because you're trying to strike somebody that's behind you.
Right? That's right.
So the question was, do you consider that a back punch? And my question is, what do you consider angle punch? Front punch, side punch, back punch? So why don't we start with the angle punch itself?
Yeah,
just full facing, right?
Yeah, you got to think about that. So the angle punch, very similar to the turning punch and crescent punch, they're actually going to the side or to our flank.
Yeah.
Kind of like a horizontal punch. So it's going to, if I'm striking with my right fist, it's going to my left side. So it's a technique, well, I guess in boxing, it might be called a hook, right? But in Taekwondo, idea of Taekwondo, we're going to call it an angle punch, which goes to the chest line of our body, right? So that's what we define as an angle punch. Now, in this particular technique, we're in a sitting stance. So what we have, if you think about when we think about sitting stance, we always think of like front, maybe back, and we do the sides, of course. So how do I punch to my back? So maybe in a sitting stance or parallel stance, we do a front back fist straight, go straight back to D, okay, if we're on the line CD. That's really the only way to be able to do something like that to the back, right? But if I want to do an angle punch, that means it's to my side. Now, does a stance define techniques to the front or back? And I would say no, it's just a stance. Generally, sitting stance, if I look at sitting stance and I'm facing towards D, my feet are facing towards D. That's a sitting stance to D. Does that mean that my body's facing towards D? Maybe, maybe not. That's kind of what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because in this case, what we've got is our feet, we maintain a sitting stance to D. That means my feet are facing towards D. But I'm doing a angle punch, but my body has to be to the side. Can I rotate my body to the almost to the side? And the answer would be, yes, I could. Now, it's not like really 90 degrees to my stance, but I can still rotate my body.
Right.
And I can still execute a angle punch.
Yeah.
Because what I'm doing is actually someone's right behind me. I'm shifting to my right. I'm maintaining a sitting stance, meaning that it's still facing towards D. And I rotate my body so that it can hit that person in the face. And I'm doing an angle punch. So I wouldn't say that it's a back punch. Yes, it is in a way a back punch because he's standing behind me.
Yeah, yeah.
But the technique is an angle punch, which is really to my flank or to my side. It's just that I've rotated my body to that angle so I can execute the angle punch. But I'm maintaining the sitting stance. And that's also true in some of the other techniques. Specifically, when you do Chung Mu, where you do a low side block and then you do a back fist strike.
Okay.
Right? But you're in a right L stance. Now, if you think about the right L stance, I'm at a 45 degree angle. But if I was punching, just forget about the stance itself. If I was doing it straight behind me, then my fist would go towards my back. But you see, in that particular technique in Chung Mu, you're in an L stance. So my body's half facing, but I'm actually striking to D. I'm executing a low side block, but my fist is going towards D. So that's it. That is a back fist strike because of the technique, because of
the
technique itself. It's, that's what's called a back fist strike, and it's going towards D. But my body's not facing towards D because I'm in a right L stance. It's actually facing towards, I would say, DE. In that particular case, my body's facing towards DE and my fist is going towards D. So it's not really a back fist towards my back. I mean, yes, it is, but not really. Because if it really was towards my back, then the back fist should actually be facing towards DE, mm-hmm. right, as opposed to D. So it's a different angle. It's difficult to explain the difference because what is a back fist, mm-hmm. right? The back fist is the back of your fist, or what direction is that fist going to? And it has nothing to do with the stance per se. And I think that that's also the case here in Newsen, where okay. our stance is point of four, but my body's, and I'm executing this angle punch.
Yeah. So could you do other techniques where we're rotating the body but maintaining the same stance? I mean, yes, you can, obviously.
Yeah.
You can do that, right?
I think so.
But is there something that's particular about the angle punch? Is it because it lines up with the shoulder line?
That's what makes it an angle punch.
Well, no, but in order to be able to hit the partner, it's not like I could do a turning punch.
No, you couldn't do the turning punch because that is to the solar plex line. And so I couldn't rotate my body far enough, unless that person was into the front, mm-hmm. maybe let's say at a 45 degree angle. And so I'm still in a sitting stance, but I have to get he's maybe at a 45 degree angle. So I rotate my body at a 45 degree angle. Mm-hmm. My feet are still pointed towards D in this case, right? And then I might be able to execute a turning punch because he's not really to my, it couldn't be to my back at all.
Right.
Because of the definition of a turning punch, which is to the solar plex line, it's really more to my front. So yeah, I can see an individual at a slight angle.
Maybe kind of more to the side. And
right, and then I had to rotate my body at a 45 degree angle.
Yeah.
So my feet is still in a sitting stance facing towards D, right?
Yeah.
But my tack would be more like DF.
Okay.
To the kind of this other angle in order to do that turning punch.
Yeah.
Normally, you might just have someone directly in front of you, and then you execute, like in Poan, right? Where the body is facing towards D, and your punch, the turning punch is to
angle punch in Poan.
Same, right? Yeah. Angle. Whether it's an angle punch or a turning punch, it's still my body's forward, and the person is directly in front of me, or more to that side.
That makes sense.
Any other thoughts on that? Do you have thoughts?
No. No. What about you?
Yeah, I think it's just different, right? Different stances are stances, and the techniques of executing techniques, whether it's a block or strike, and the direction it's going to. Can you do it? In some cases, yes. In some cases, you can't do it, right? Mm-hmm. So right. I can't do a turning punch to my back per se in a sitting stance. Mm-hmm. If I rotated my foot, I could do that. Actually, if you think about that particular technique in Yusin, where my stance is in facing towards D in a sitting stance, what if I could shift my left leg back at a 45 degree angle and I don't rotate my body, but I execute the angle punch? I could still, it's basically the same thing, except my feet is pointed in not mm-hmm. towards D, but it's going to be facing towards DF.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
And so that's kind of what could happen if you want to keep the hands in line with the stance. But they're independent, I think.
Right. But, I mean, there's all these different variations that you could do.
Right.
So you could technically do the sitting stance with the turning punch with a slight angle. Right, but I think the interesting thing about this pattern is that those first three movements are kind of all connected, right? So the first one, somebody's trying to grab you, so you're breaking that hold.
Right.
Right. And then you do the two turning punch or two angle punches. So
right.
they actually kind of all correlate together
right.
rather than being independent. So like, yes, you could do all these different movements and variations and turning the body and everything, right? But those in particular, they have a application and reasoning behind
why you did
it,
that, right? Anyway, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Taekwon.